Blog Talk Radio.
Uh-oh, we done did it again. Ha ha ha. Alright, here we go. Chicken Bro, the fucking kids who work me. It's cause they see me on the Idol show. Despite Randy, it's still a flow.
Promo And we have another caller here from the 732. Hold on, I'm going to unmute this caller.
Okay.
Caller from the 732. How you doing today?
Hey, what's going on, guys? The SEV from Jersey. Wanted to come stop by.
All right. So we're about to get into this show. But I was really hyped up on this music that you put out. Like I was saying, True Logic, you came in on a whim promotional deal. Last Wednesday I was doing a COVID-19 show. I did a whole post, and out of everyone, you were the one to call in and earn a free slot on a compilation album that I cannot confirm or deny is rumored to be featuring the legendary rapper Too Short on it. I cannot confirm or deny the rumors that he will be on there for legal reasons.
Right.
But this is going to be an exciting compilation album, and you won a free slot and a free radio interview. And, you know, I was just so hyped up. I usually go straight for the questions first, but I'm actually hit them with one of your songs. I'm curious, which song should we hit them with? And Skip is actually on the line. I'm going to unmute her too. Hey Skip, how you doing today?
I'm okay, I guess.
All right. How you doing today, Skipper?
I just woke up, so
okay.
I'm still a little tired.
So let's put some music on to perk you up. By the way, earlier for the startup, we were playing the song The Orgy, which you actually took lead on. So we're definitely grateful to have you here. We're going to play some of True Logic's music right now. He earned a free slot on the upcoming compilation album. Skipper here is allegedly going to be recording the alleged song with Too Short.
Okay.
And you heard a little bit of her flavor with that song, The Orgy, but here's some True Logic. Do you have a song that you think, just to give people an idea of who you are, if you were to pick one of these three songs, which one would it be?
I guess we could do the one for the radio, which is so basically what I did is I'm doing a press release for the Just Press Play EP that I sent you the release for. So I got a song off of that, so I'm just gonna go ahead and play that. It's called That One, and that's the fourth song on the EP. So I'm gonna do like two videos, and then I think I sent you two more, which are bonus tracks of new unreleased tracks. So yeah. Play That One, and basically the concept behind that one is pretty much talking about you want that one woman regardless, or that one man in your life regardless if you're in a relationship or not, just to be able to understand you and y'all get to be able to get that money together. So it's basically just talking about having a woman or a man as a partner, being able to be equal and go out here and get that bag.
That sounds great. Let's see, here's what I got from you in the system right now. I got Like They Got It. I got Pooped You, or Copped You, and Complete.
Yeah. And the other one is cooped up.
Oh, you know what? It might have cut it off. You want me to play that one?
Yeah, you could play. If that's cooped up, yeah, because that, I don't know what that one was. You must not have got that one. Well, that's fine. Yeah, play cooped up. Basically, it's talking about being in the city and just playing quiet and let everybody just do what they want to do and then just know who you are and then just like, hey, bro, y'all got me messed up. I ain't going to be staying cooped up in your city. You don't actually know who you're talking to or what you're talking about. So I'm going to go ahead and let the world understand and let them be the judge instead. So that's what the cooped up is about.
All right, here it is, cooped up.
All right.
I done did too much to be cooped up in your city. The fake was gon' hate, but the real was gon' feel me. I done did too much to be cooped up in your city. The fake was gon' hate, but the real was gon' feel me. I ain't nothing like you rap niggas, always on my money, bruh. Yeah, I done did a lot, but I ain't done enough. Yeah, you might be in the game, but I'm Jordan in the clutch. I don't need no assistance, I'ma still run it up. Everybody rap cats, what happened to the artist? My wordplay stupid and my delivery retarded. I'm sitting over here, man, you barely even farted. I'm from a total different state, so you can see the realness. I can see real clearly, your absence say you fear me. This that wild game here, sweet like dear me. You ain't gotta listen, but I bet you hear me. This 2020 perfect vision, I see clearly. You comfortable in your skin, I'ma haunt you like evil spirits. You worried about your look and how things appearing. This my life, all I speak is truth and realness. If I'm going out to get it, then I'm coming back with it. Yeah, I done did too much to be cooped up in your city. The fake was gon' hate, but the real was gon' feel me. I done did too much to be cooped up in your city. Yeah, the fake was gon' hate, but the real was gon' feel me. I ain't sad to be playing with when the credits are grave. I made for this. Smooth flow like baby shit. Y'all just rap, I'm making hits. It's years and tears and beers for this. I've been with the shits, I just tuned it down. Tried to work on a relationship that just didn't work out. I'm in my own lane and y'all wanna be. Got respect the street like wallabies. Throw the dubs up like killer bees. This first quarter color killing seeds. I just break on my crap and I make it look easy. I'm just blowing in the wind like the trees be. My eyes don't deceive me. Why you look so leery? I played for a minute, now I'm really out to get it. Music my way of life, so it's time to make a living. I was giving this gift here, now I'm living out the vision. Come together, this one, I give a damn about the vision. Let's put the city on while we make these people wait. Let's move real right, man, I'ma just keep making plays. Too many years in this, ain't no need of looking back. Step the game up, cause right now things look pretty slack. I done did too much to be cooped up in your city. The fake was gon' hate, but the real was gon' feel me. I done did too much to be cooped up in your city. The fake was gon' hate, but the real was gon' feel me.
That was Cooped Up by True Logic, who's on the line with us. Skip is going to have to take care of some personal business in a few, but I've unmuted her phone her line right now. After hearing that song, what would you want to know about our artist today, True Logic?
I guess come from, like, what state or city you're from?
Well, originally I'm from Chicago, but I done been all over, so that's probably why you hear so many different variances in my voice. But I'm originally from Chicago, but I moved down south. I moved to Oklahoma, and then I moved in where I'm at now, which is in Denver, Colorado. So that's where I'm residing now, currently.
That's cool.
Right.
All right. Skipper, thanks for joining us. So we have another caller on the line. This next caller I'm about to activate is actually our station's on-air accountant. We have a nickname for her. We call her Money Girl.
Okay,
hey, Money Girl, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good. Just another Manic Monday. Because I always, you know, I always love an 80s reference. Because I'm an 80s kind of girl. But I'm stuck in the 2000s. You're talking about being cooped up in your city. Do you now say you're living in Denver? Do you consider Denver to be your city? Or is it just another stop on your journey?
Actually, it's where... reason being is my city would be Chicago, Illinois, so I basically just put the same hustle mentality in the same thing. But I basically did my demographics and I did the research on like Denver, Colorado or Colorado artists, and I looked and I was like, well, I didn't see any national artists or any kind of unity over here. So my goal basically is just to bring a unit of experience and self-empowerment, self-reliance, and like reach one, teach one to Denver and have like an artist movement for the West Coast. That's what my movement is, Flight Life West. So that's what I'm here doing currently.
Do you see yourself coming any farther west then?
I'm going everywhere west, as far west as I want to be, because I've actually started my movement in of South Carolina, and I have core four members. And they basically, we made up the Flight Life Media. So it's Flight Life Media Group. And basically, it's like the trading and bartering of multimedia services. And it's basically like, say, if you have a service that you need rendered to you, then we can trade our services to get each other to the next level as many skill sets as we have. And that would be, the resource would be your money. And then the money that we save from not putting the money in the project would go on the back end of the project we would complete.
Cool.
Right.
So tell us about recording this song Like They Got It.
Like They Got It. Actually, it's got one of my partners on there. It's Justice Rhymes, 4-5, and The Gods. And that's one of my Flight Life West co-founder over here, because he's like the West Coast version of me. So we're basically talking about, like, everybody think they can do this and they can do that, and we ain't even trying to hear about none of the stuff that they were talking about. Like, we want people that out here that's from the streets that's able to give positive influence to the streets instead of negative influence. There's enough negative influence to go around for everybody, so we just want to bring positive influence from the streets to the streets.
So here it is, Like They Got It.
Ooh.
Yo,
hey,
yo.
Hey.
What's up?
Yeah.
Show the artists in the building.
Uh-huh.
4-5.
Uh-huh.
Everybody think they got it nowadays,
Let's
man.
Go.
What's up with the world, man?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't no overnight, man. You got to grind to get this, man. You got to work hard. You got to hustle. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody walking around like they got it though.
Okay.
But we gon' ride the track like it's a vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Everybody walking around like they got it though.
Okay.
Yeah. But we gon' ride the track like it's a vehicle.
Uh-huh. I got the motive, loaded like a pistol. 45 came through, kinda like an issue. I've been blessed with a mission. The vision is so critical. Straight like Jack, homie, I don't do subliminal. It's simple, I'm a god on these streets. I got locked in with heat, and the cost is in cheap. Feel like Pac on the beat. There's no rest in this, yeah, constant test with every plan. But if the plan is get my G's on, then I test every plan, and everything will line up. True logic on the line, sir. I don't know how this all lines up. I feel like maybe this is just getting closer to time's up.
Okay, let me check this. Let's go.
Everybody walked around like they got it out.
Okay.
But we gon' ride the track like it's a vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Everybody walk around like they got it out.
Okay.
But we gon' ride the track like it's a vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Everybody walk around like they got it out.
Okay.
But we gon' ride the track like it's a vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Everybody walk around like they got it out.
Okay.
But we gon' ride the track like it's a vehicle.
Everybody talking boss, but they give me the runaround. I'm only building with the real ones that turn their life around. The homies we grew up with, they doing life right now. We flipped over the game, still supplying the man. Went from pitching pennies to counting bands. I hooked up with my man all through the Lord's plans. You ain't gotta think twice, you just move with the spirit. 1,000 to the core, we don't do this for appearance. You playing with the art, we guarantee to paint a picture. It's the truth, so it's stick. Disrespect to get you checked. I'm a man before anything, so you better respect it. If you real about yours, I listen to your perspectives.
Everybody walked around like they got it out.
Okay.
But we gon' ride the track like it's a vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Everybody walk around like they got it out.
Okay.
But we gon' ride the track like it's a vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Everybody walked around like they got it out.
Okay.
But we gon' ride the track like it's a vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Everybody walk around like they got it out.
Okay.
But we gon' ride the track like it's a vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Big Stats and Money Girl back, and we're talking to True Logic. Like they got it. Got lost. That one's a good one. I haven't heard the third one that you got on here, but you have a free spot on the compilation, and I think our compilation would be. As much as I love that first one and would love that on the compilation as well, and we may talk about how we can make that a reality off air. But that last one, you got that for, I'm down to give that to you for your free compilation slot, because I think a compilation album would be, it needs that song. That I just got lost in that one.
That was
amazing.
Perfect. Yeah, because basically what we did is I'm one of the dudes that come from, like, I'm originally from Chicago, but I've been down south, and I was down south for like 10 years. And one of the things in the industry that I realized is a lot of people don't like to come together, and everybody wants to have a team of so many different people doing so many different things instead of doing one thing, accomplish one thing at a time and checking it off. I do something for a check life living. So once you do one thing and accomplish it, check it off and then look back behind you. Instead of just having 50-11 things to do and not getting one done and having all of those and trying to jump in each one. You just go to one and check this one off. So that's what we do is we try to come from the streets and then give it back to the streets. And as far as, you know, kind of like Jesus did, as far as not in the pulpit, but, you know, out here giving the word in the streets to the people that really need it from the streets.
Right. All right, Money Girl, do you have a question for True Logic?
So what I hear you saying is you need to do what you want people to learn to do what I keep trying to perfect, not accomplished yet. Write out 6 things the night before, and then start with number 1 on your list, and you work on until it's done.
That's right.
Now, I have things that have been recycled quite a bit, but I'm still working on that list.
Right. That's right.
That's how you do it. See, this is what I tell people, too, because, you know, a lot of people, especially now, with times like this, like, so many people get discouraged, but this right here is just, if you didn't believe in God, I bet you do now. You know what I'm saying? Because the world just didn't shut down by itself. You know, it had to help, you know. And, you know, like, the earth has been healing itself, and, you know, God has been, you know, he wants us to come together. The word that he wants us to do is become one. Regardless of the religion, he doesn't want us to be religion. He wants us to be spiritual and be able to gain the fruit and the knowledge. And that's what keeps us moving forward as far as being able to progress as his people and as his children. You know, so that's why people get down and be like, oh, no, I can't. No, this is the time that you're supposed to flourish, because this is when your faith kicks in. You gotta have faith now, you know. You see what I'm saying? So it's either faith or fear. You can't have both, because they're both opposite. It's like going in and outdoor. So you can't have it. So you got to be able to focus on one thing, which is let God be able to take care of everything that you need in spirit or whatever you want to call him. Let your higher power take care of everything. Stop thinking and just keep moving forward. And you'll be able to progress and manifest anything you want in life. Even through these times.
I mean, some people think of this time as being kind of this horrible thing. I see it as a sea of opportunity. Do you see it that way too?
Amen. Of course it is. See, this is what I tell. This is what people don't understand. And I'm not trying to say, oh, I'm be a Bible basher or pushing it down your throat or nothing like that. What I see is that the people that have faith don't have to have the fear, and then they're going to be able to be prosperous, because this is I've got the greatest news. I've had the best things happen to me in this pandemic than I've ever had happen to me, because people were actually been able to pay attention to what's going on. And I've had a home business, and I've been an entrepreneur for the longest, and I was telling people, hey, stop working for everybody out here and go on to have your own business and get out here and have your own business so you can have clients and all that. People like, yeah, whatever, then I'm going to go collect a check. Okay, well, the whole town shut down, and now what? The whole world shut down that way. You ain't got nothing to. I'm relaxing right now. I'm in my studio. I just got to making. I'm doing a weed song right now, 420 weed song right now for radio. Like, it's so lovely. Like, you can tell when people are down and depressed and like, but listen right now. Like, this is, like, for me, oh, man, like, and then, like, with me and you guys, like, because that's who I am. I'm a people person. I want to go and I want to network with the whole West. My goal is to take everybody that's got some kind of talent, be able to give them artist management, artist development, from all the skills and knowledge in every place that I've acquired. You know, like, I used to run Chicago as far as the underground scene when I was a signed artist. And then 10 years down south and, you know, being an activist down there and creating Fight Life. So now it's over here, bringing it to the West for expansion. And that's what I want to do. So, like, later on, we can definitely sit down and talk in politics, because this is what I tell people that I want to build with. I say, look, as long as you got more to bring to the table than a knife and a fork, then we can deal. You know? Like, if there's people that have more than a knife and a fork to bring to the table, now if we got a potluck, you can bring a dish, I can bring a dish, we can eat forever, and we never get hungry. But if we eat off of me, then when that food is up, what's next? So if we bring potlucks, we don't have to worry about it. We scratch it. It's the scratch your back theory, and people don't come together until like stuff like this, and then they want to come together, and it should just be like that naturally. You should always want to help the next one get to another level, as well as them help you, and there shouldn't be any problems.
There shouldn't be, but not everyone's on that same page. I think we have to work to get people on that same page. I think we're a lot closer now. Do you feel that way too?
Yes, most definitely, especially because you can see how, like, the world is, with the things that's going on, like, you can see pastors coming together, and, you know, it's a shame that they have to lose everything to gain, you know what I'm saying? Like, to gain what they're supposed to, you got to lose it all, you know, and it's like, wow, oh, it's a wake-up call. Like, that's what I see it as. I see it as a major wake-up call, and let the Lord saying, look, this is my world. I shut this whole world down, and you ain't got to worry about nothing. The only thing you got to do is I'm going to make sure you can get some food and you sit home and relax and let this earth heal up and whatever's going on. And if you know, if you're strong enough to be able to understand this is my wrath as well, then you should understand when the world opens back up how to react and act to it. I need y'all to come together and y'all understand this is my world and I put y'all here. So, and that's how it goes and that's how I feel. You know, so it's like I said, it's a super blessing. People
that have and I want to send out a blessing. You know, we've to give another artist and yes, you're eligible to compete in this as well. This is a challenging one, but someone would have to know their research about me to win this contest to win this slot. I'm going to play a song by an established recording artist. I'm going to play the classic song, you know, just to switch it up. And since I believe this was an 80s song. I forget exactly when this was released, but it's also a timeless song. So any artist who can identify what my connection is to this song can get a free slot on the first artist. Let me rephrase that. The first artist who can get back to me with what is my connection to this song gets a free slot on the compilation. Gets a free spot on the compilation album, the first artist. And the song we're going to play is Ain't Nobody by Chaka Khan. So here we go with that, and then we're going to ask our artist today, True Logic, some more questions. But here it is, Ain't Nobody by Chaka Khan.
Got you every day. That's the way.
gonna toss it to another song real quick. We're gonna do because of a certain situation. We're gonna toss it to another song real quick. A throwback of Righteous Brothers with Unchained Melody.
Oh my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. In time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much for you, still more.
That one, basically, that one is basically it's about like coming together as a partnership, and it could be business, it could be business, it could be professional, but you guys know not when whenever to draw the line and be able to work as a team and be able to be that one that you need to be able to build and grow to the next level. And so just basically being a partner and having one without having to tie to a relationship. So that works.
I'll edit that later in our system. For some reason, the title is just being complete. So,
okay.
So that's that one.
Yep.
All right. Here we go with what we're hoping is that one by True Logic.
Yep. 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 Perfect.
You need that one that you can ride with. You need that one that you can fight in. You need that one that you can ride with. You need that one that's gonna dive in. You need that one that you can ride with. You need that one that you can fight in. You need that one that you can ride with. You need that one that just to dive in. You need that one that you can ride with. You need that one that you can fight in. You need that one that you can ride with. You need that one that's just gonna dive in. Every man need a woman in life, just a balance. Carry too much weight trying to walk across the balance. We ain't gotta be a couple, just be loyal to the vision. Know how to talk, know how to get it. Put our minds together, creating businesses. If I don't see it, then I bet she do. My whole lot different when it comes to the benefits. We gon' get it in, yeah. You need that one that you can ride with. You need that one that you can fight in. You need that one that you can ride with. You need that one that just gon' dive in. You need that one that you can ride with. You need that one that you can fight in. You need that one that you can ride with. You need that one that just to dive in. We're feeling the vibe, so it's on to the next round. Hanging out a couple nights, fill some drinks, then we fool around. Feelings involved, but no strings attached. Business professionals, we know how to act. It just made us stronger, that's what I've been thinking. Now we as one, and she know what I'm thinking. Built like a tank, and ain't no leak in it. Fly in demand, here I'm still street with it. Can't stop the hustle, all unintended. Do it for the ones tired of scraping pennies. Women love money, so who make a better partner? When you put it on the scales, you guaranteed to prosper. You need that one that you can ride with. You need that one that you can fight in. You need that one that you can ride with. You need that one that just gon' dive in. You need that one that you can ride with. You need that one that you can fight in. You need that one that you can ride with. You need that one that just to dive in. When I'm gone, I want you to handle this. Ain't worried about the thing, not even damage. I'ma teach you what I know and then you can add to it. Got the gift and the gap, so you make the pursuit, yeah. The market wide open, it ain't been touched. We gon' bring it on in, MJ in the clutch. Stock rising, I'm in touch with the locals. CLE be my main focus. You need that one that you can ride with. You need that one that you can fight in. You need that one that you can ride with. You need that one that just gon' dive in. You need that one that you can ride with. You need that one that you can fight in. You need that one that you can ride with. You need that one that just to dive in.
I was talking to Logic and Money Girl. I was mentioning about a contest to get a song in, but I'm gonna up the stakes just for you, True Logic. I'm gonna play this a song from an artist we interviewed last week. I believe you actually heard the song on last Wednesday from Zacchaeus, I Will Trust. I'm gonna play this reggae gospel jam while I'm doing this. Here's what you gotta do. I'm assuming you have some sort of computer or smart device near you right now.
I do.
Look up. Type my name, Big Stats, and then put that in quote, and then put Chaka Khan in quote, and see what you find out if you can answer the question. If you can, all three of those songs will be uploaded to the compilation album. What is my connection with Chaka Khan? That is the answer that you have to look up.
I got you. I'm going to check it out.
Alright, so here we go. Zacchaeus with I Will Trust.
Good.
Hallelujah. We give you thanks, O Lord. We give you thanks, O Lord. Glory unto be to thy name, O Father.
I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in the name of our Lord. In heavenly freedom, I thank you. I love you. I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in the name of our Lord. In heavenly freedom, I thank you. I love you. Precious appointment, come me pray and get better. I don't blame me for the things I see. Tell everyone, we just seek the Father.
Compilation album. But speaking of songs that will appear on this, the next station compilation album, True Logic, you were doing some research during that what did you discover?
Actually, I don't know. I'm gonna go on a limb. It says all I see is Big Stacks. I see Matt Frankel for Big Stacks, so I don't see it says featuring.
You're on the right track.
Okay, let me see. So featuring Chaka Khan, you got a song with Chaka?
That's close.
Let it go.
What other interesting things do you see in your research?
Let's see. I'm looking right now. Matt Big Stacks, the Digital Music by Big Mac, Big Stacks Franco, Big Stacks Franco Christian Science Monitor, that's about it for Big Stacks.
I'm going to give you a little more time. We're gonna play a song that is a that also features Chaka Khan, but is a Radio MSFP exclusive. This is Shy B featuring Chaka Khan with "Let It Go." Coming up to you.
Ooh.
More time to do your research.
When I was a kid though, I always thought that when I go clap, well I get ill spoken, tatted on my back. Some wild Jamaican chick just ratted on my path. She was locked up same time. Twin towers, yo, rich to hate hours. And bitch, I was since I was the type to sit right for 10 hours, couple clicks, got hit like it's been hours. Guess it all falls down. I guess it all boils down. You can get up, turn your life around. Me, I did a 180. The sun made me get up out my bed, hit my knees and start praying. Never stop saying that I love my mother, been honor my pappy since I was a little scrappy. My mama wouldn't have me, half raised by my uncle, half raised in the jungle, looking for streets to run through. It was me the whole time I was running. It was me, man. Look, it was a crazy little kid. I always thought the music could save me, but I never thought that, well, that I'd be a part of the movement to save the music. But as I say, it's one love, it's one God, it's one time. Like no other. Two sisters, no brothers. Always wished I could sing. A young stud getting washed in a kitchen sink. My face covered in sauce from hot chicken wings. I never thought I thought, man, what was I thinking? All my pops, brothers was gangsters and athletes. Almost threw up when I tried out for the track team. I messed up, got a page for some night gas. Loved every rapper's dream, never really cared. I ain't make no money. When I came home, I looked at my face all funny. And I was fighting the world, she couldn't take nothing from me. Never trusted no girl till I found the right one for me. Pops ain't raised no dummy. And even though I act a fool, she a sixth grade teacher, never went back to school. It's all cool, it's all ironic. And when it's awful, well, don't worry, girl, I'm on it.
It really hurts me to see you know, killing yourself, drinking and that new and cocaine, you know, all early and shit, and I don't know how. I think you're pretty much in a state of mind when you're not seeing the whole picture and how serious it is. And it's your life, and there's nothing I can do to help you. Please let me know if I'd love to do it. I got a lot of love for you, man.
Job back to post office. Woo!
was Let It Go by My Cousin Shy B featuring the legendary Chaka Khan, and that was formerly on a compilation album that was released 10 years ago. We re-released that compilation without that song due to at the time being a little, due to myself being a little naive at the time about proper industry practices. But here's
gotcha.
The thing. Before then, I advertised this compilation album on a particular reality show. Based off your research, I'm going to give you the option of 3 shows.
Okay.
Okay.
You can do it with me, Logic. You can do it.
Did I go on The Bachelorette? Did I go on Shark Tank? Or did I go on American Idol? So this is for those three to have all three of your songs be on this compilation. True Logic.
I'm gonna go on off the limb and say, let me see.
I think
this is you. It's the article right here. As many of you know, just watched last night's American Idol.
Yeah, you got 3 spots on the next upcoming compilation album. So,
congratulations.
I'm doing this for my, because of COVID-19, I'm doing this for my home studio, and I think there are things that my roommate needs to do, so I'm going to be signing off without going into overtime today. Usually we like to go into overtime, do some rapid fire questions, but you know what? I'll take this into the other room and we'll do some rapid fire questions. Let's do the rapid fire.
Okay.
So which one of your songs should we give them a replay of for the end of the live portion?
We can do... Let's do the one that's the most positive. Let's do the one with my co-founder of Flight Life West, Justice Rhymes, 4-5, and myself, True Logic. It's called I Think They Got It.
I'm switching from laptop to mobile device while doing this. We're going to find that song, but we're going to do a throwback in the meantime while we find that song.
Okay.
And then we'll play them back to back, and then we'll go into rapid fire questions. This is Don't Worry by Chingy featuring Janet Jackson.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? You ain't been talking to me for a couple of days, but it's all good. I just wanted to let you know that I know I do some things that's wrong. You do some things that's wrong, you know what I'm saying? We ain't perfect. We all make mistakes. Nah, hold on. I'm talking to you. Don't just be trying to leave and stuff like that. I'm talking to you. Trying to make things better for me and you. Just me and you. I feel you, baby. I'ma take out my time to get you love, show you love, and accept you for who you are. I trust you, you trust me. I ain't worried about nothing. Now that we together, girl, the light's so bright. It took a little time, but now the feeling's so right. Remember when I slept through your window at night, bringing you flowers and candy, me and you sipping on brandy. Plus, I appreciate the love on sight.
get loud. So I'm dedicating this to my female friends. Sincerely yours, words can't express my feelings within. Basically, what I'm saying is, I don't wanna lose. I know you. Sometimes I come in the house and be like, where you been? I tell you, I'm coming from the studio. Let me explain to you though. It's just the truth though. You know what I'm saying? Let me explain why I really come.
I ain't creeping, I ain't doing none of that. It's me and you.
I like your style, your grace, your beautiful face, your essence, your size, your shape, your beautiful place of blessings. Your weight, your delicious taste, perfecting. Your height, your sight, with my life as your protection. So sweet like Annie, let's raise a family in Miami. Where the beat so dandy, so through champagne glasses, you and me. Your scent like the smell of fresh herb relief. And for you, I go over my budget, no, I ain't cheap. Can't stop grinding till I get her record to the top. Just know you on my mind, her second on the clock. Tick tock, if you ever need help, scream. And I come running for my life, just trade it in for your dream.
It ain't no overnight, man. You gotta grind to get this, man. You got to work hard. You got to hustle. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody walking around like they got it out.
Okay.
But we gon' ride the track like it's a vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Everybody walking around like they got it out.
Okay.
Yeah. But we gon' ride the track like it's a vehicle.
Uh-huh. I got the motive, loaded like a pistol. 45 came through, kinda like an issue. I've been blessed with a mission. The vision is so critical. Straight like Jack, homie, I don't do subliminal. It's simple, I'm a god on these streets. I got locked in with heat, and the cost isn't cheap. Feel like Pac on the beat. There's no rest in this, yeah, constant test with every plan. But if the plan is get my G's on, then I test every plan, and everything will line up. True logic on the line, sir. I don't know how this all lines up. I feel like maybe this is just getting closer to time's up.
Okay,
let me check this. Let's go.
Everybody walking around like they got it out.
Okay.
But we gon' ride the track like it's a vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Everybody walking around like they got it out.
Okay.
But we gon' ride the track like it's a vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Everybody walking around like they got it out.
Okay.
But we gon' ride the track like it's a vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Everybody walking around like they got it out.
Okay.
But we gon' ride the track like it's a vehicle.
Everybody talking boss, but they give me the runaround. I'm only building with the real ones that turn their life around. The homies we grew up with, they doing life right now. We flipped over the game, still supplying the man. Went from pitching pennies to counting bands. I hooked up with my man all through the Lord's plans. You ain't gotta think twice, you just move with the spirit. 1,000 to the core, we don't do this for appearance. You playing with the art, we guarantee to paint a picture. It's the truth, so it's thick. Disrespect to get you checked. I'm a man before anything, so you better respect it. If you real about yours, I listen to your perspectives.
Everybody walking around like they got it out.
Okay.
But we gon' ride the track like it's a vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Everybody walking around like they got it out.
Okay.
But we gon' ride the track like it's a vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Everybody walking around like they got it out.
Okay.
But we gon' ride the track like it's a vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Everybody walking around like they got it out.
Okay.
But we gon' ride the track like it's a vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was like, they got it by True Logic, who we got on the line with us. Took me a moment to find that mobily. Here's how rapid questions work. We have this segment for people who stay on and listen to the archived podcast. So for those who are tuned in, you went back to the website after this aired live and chose to listen to us, and we thank you for that. We thank you immensely for that. So here's how rapid fire questions work. Is everybody on the phone gets to ask the other two people on the phone a question that they got to answer, and we take turns one by one. Is both the co-hosting team and our artists. So okay. Everyone does this. I made you do some research before, so I'm gonna let you True Logic, I'm gonna let you start off with you letting you put me and Money Girl into the hot seat. You get to ask us a question. Go for it.
Alright. First one is, how long have you guys been dealing with each other as far as partnerships?
You're talking about me and Money Girl, or just the radio, or
like everything? Everything that you got going with Money Girl, like the whole little kit and caboodle.
I think what was it? We're firm believers in that, you know, to up your game, and that you gotta be do whatever it takes. Sometimes it's the auditions, sometimes it's the education that'll up your game. And
right.
I was like, for example, I was recently accepted into and got a scholarship to attend Cal State Northridge for their music industry program. And I'm traveling down both roads. Now, we met through an honor society we actually met through an honor society called Phi Theta Kappa at Santa Monica College. We're the what chapter are we again?
We are Delta Kappa Beta chapter.
I
happen to be wearing my SMC Pride shirt today.
Oh wow!
And we, how it started up is we have both been on the board for this honor society a few times. Leanne, Money Girl here a few more times than me. And being that she's Money Girl, she's sort of been like the resident treasurer for our club's chapter, and we're allotted commissioners. And it started with me being her commissioner. I think. So this was about, I think this is like I've been her commissioner 3 years in a row, even while being a commissioner, because I believe in loyalty. I was asked to fill in for another board member and asked to continue doing my commissioner duties to assist Money Girl here. And we decided, you know, we work good like this. I know what her background is, and that she's worked with companies, so I brought her in to aid on things regarding my own company, because
she's smart.
How efficient she is at working. All right, anything you want to add to that? Because I think he was asking to both of us.
Yeah, it was for both of you. I killed two birds with one stone with that one.
So my words of wisdom are, when fate calls, pick up the phone. Because I would not, Matt and I would never have met, and he would never have been my commissioner if he hadn't been the first one to return my call.
There it is. That's right. Divine timing.
So you never know. When fate calls, pick up the phone, and you don't know when fate's going to call.
That's right. Divine intervention. That's right. I believe in that sternly and firmly. Yep. I don't believe in coincidence. I believe it's all purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I absolutely agree with you on that one.
Yep. It's all purpose. It's all choice.
Like, the journey of 3 years started with as simple as returning my phone call.
That's it. That's awesome.
And we have a lot of things in common. So
that's it. People don't understand how easy that is. It's just that simple. Like, just communicate. I tell everybody, the communication is the number one key to success in relationships, business, and professional.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
Just communicate. Just communicate with me. If you can't communicate with me, don't tell me you're going to do something and not do it, and then don't tell me, and then don't just not tell me that you're not going to do something and not do it. What are you doing?
Yeah.
So that's why that's what Flight Life is too, is because we got professionals who've already put their time in, and we know backgrounds, and now we just make, instead of having a studio, I have a studio, and other people have the cameras, and the other person has this and has that, and then you got a researcher and a treasurer and same thing. But we do like self-empowerment, self-reliance, where we want people to understand, like, these jobs are only temporary, and if you have a job, it's fine, but go out here and manifest what you want by putting the work, the years, tears, and beers in for it, So that's how I think about things. Like, if like-minded individuals come together, then there's nothing stopping us as long as we can move forward, and that's what
Absolutely.
I'm always trying to do. Yep.
Absolutely.
I'm always trying to build it. Because it's only two ways you can look at things. You're either part of two things. It's four different things, but you're only part of two categories. You're either building and growing, or you're killing and destroying. From what side of the fence are you on?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. I'm on the build and grow, because everybody else is not on the build and grow. There's only one other side of the fence, which is kill and destroy. So we have to be on the good and growth side, So that's how I look at life. That's why I make my music. All my music is, and that's another thing with my music, like, it's all truth. It's all my life. It's not things that I've seen. It's things that I've experienced, So it gives people life, actually. That's one of the things that I heard that was pretty awesome to me was one of my a friend girl of mine said, man, your music is so awesome. You give me life. I'm like, wow. And that's what my movement is, like, life, which is, life for me is living faith every day. That's the acronym God gave me.
Okay.
Life.
I'm with
living faith every
all
day.
All right, Money Girl. I'm going to let you do rapid fire questions.
Okay, so you've been really good about expressing your philosophy and your mission statement.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think for you is the next step?
For the next step, basically what I'll be doing actually today, if all goes well, I'm gonna launch a podcast for Nothing But the Truth, which is my name is True Logic, so Nothing But the Truth, and then I was gonna do my female co-host, which his name is Tashe, and then me and myself, and then we're going to do like a 30-minute prelude just on the 420 and just talk about everything that goes on in real life, like
like a support group or like a man and female perspective of just life topics and situations in life that people scared to touch on and go deep into. So,
definitely send us the link and we'll attach it to the bio for this episode. That way people who are checking the podcast will be able to check out the link to your podcast as well.
Okay. This will be the first one, so it'll be dope.
Yeah, just message us the link and we'll make sure to get that promoted in the bio for your episode. Okay. Money Girl, you asked your question, so do you have a question for me now?
Yeah. You know, in this business, you have to have a thick skin. And I was looking at what the Christian Science Monitor had to say, and it said that you were the highlight versus the Gutierrez brothers. How easy were they to take on?
I think what really put me over the edge was I gave them a story. The cameramen pretty much told me ahead of time, you're the only one who really gave a really cool story, you know, about what you do. You know, so, people say, in the music game, you go in and you didn't advance. How is this a victory? And here's the thing. Here's what I tell them. The victory wasn't I don't see. Yes, that would have been a bonus if I had advanced in the competition. What I was looking for was I wanted to advertise my little mom and pop music label and what we were doing and have people get invested in us, we're doing.
Exposure.
That's what I accomplished by doing that. I have people, I still talk to people from all around the world because you never know. There are certain countries out there that re-air American Idol. I have a bit of a following in Australia. The Asian marketplace is also getting into me and my story. So basically it was being able to present a story. I went into American Idol say trying to be the entrepreneurial American Idol. I was going to use American Idol to launch it there. There was so much amazing unused footage that they didn't use in my audition package. I gave them so much material. And I probably gave them more material than any of the other contestants because I had more to say. There's something that didn't even air I made a promise to another auditioner in the room that day that if I had advanced and I made it to top 20 that I would and I won that I would actually be willing to sign everyone else who made it to top 20. That was one footage that they shot of me that didn't make it to TV. There are a few other cool moments that didn't make it to TV, but I feel blessed to have that as part of my past, regardless of how the actual televised audition turned out. And that's another thing with shows like American Idol. These talent-based reality shows, people see footage of people lining up at a venue, at like some big venue like the Forum and stuff, and then they see them on TV, on the show. But what they don't know is when you're lining up for that venue, that's your preliminary audition. That you're not auditioning, it's not even when you're on TV. So you have to go through several rounds before you can even make it to television. So the fact
right.
that I made it to television to promote what I wanted to promote, I consider a huge victory.
Cool. It's a really super positive mindset.
All right. So I guess we're to my rapid fire questions.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm terrified.
All right. So, for Money Girl, based off of what you've heard from True Logic, if you were to, since you are Money Girl, you deal with a lot of things with regarding money, what advice would you give True Logic based off of what he said on what would be wise investments for him that he may or may have not done? And I'm going to allow, and in lieu of a question to True Logic, I'm going to allow True Logic to respond and create a dialogue.
Okay. So my question is, since you're working from your own home studio, what are you doing to protect your intellectual property? And because IP is a huge upcoming thing, it is
mm-hmm.
super trending as far as business, and it's the next frontier. What are you doing to protect your intellectual property? Because all these things are your intellectual property.
Exactly. As far as what do you mean? As far as can
I mean, are you going through and making sure these things are copyrighted? Are you registering them? Are you making sure that your babies are protected?
Oh, yeah. Everything that I have, I'm a BMI. That's another thing you have to do. You have to be a registered artist to be out here. And I'm a registered artist to BMI, so all my music is copywritten. I went through the Library of Congress, and I even have a legal team that goes out and like, say, if I'm dealing with artists in the business and they don't understand, and, you know, I have notaries and all of that, because, like, I've also had a before I moved here to Denver, Colorado, in Flight Life Off, I'm also the owner of Logic One Entertainment Studio, and I'm also LLC and sole proprietor and, EIN and all of that. So all my ducks are in a row as far as being able to accumulate residual income. So basically that's what I'm here for, is to be able to leave my kids some things.
Cool.
So we're going to close out these podcast show with let's find a good one to close it out with. Okay, I'm tempted to close this out with this song, but I don't know if it's a little too egotistical for me to do, to close it out with a song that I'm working on.
Okay.
I'll leave it to my guest and co-host. This is a song, but, you know, with the whole, I just think also with the whole American Idol journey, one of the things people experience is fame, and how do people handle the fame?
Right.
Whether it's long period of fame or the 15-minute period of fame, it was definitely something that I got my taste of.
Even if it's 5 minutes, you have to make every use of every single one of those 300 seconds.
Okay,
that's
so
right.
This
yeah.
is
that's
so
right.
this song is sort of a cautionary tale based off of, you know, because and this song is a work in progress, but it's so hot that I've been giving it airtime, even though it is a work in progress. So this song, basically, I even got to sample Ryan Seacrest calling out my name in the song, so that's cool. Brief history about this song and with me. I think everyone is given challenges in life, and it's how you overcome these challenges and the lessons you learn.
That's right.
That are invaluable.
True. That's right. Yep.
You know, I am not shy to admit that I have overcome mental health disorders and learning disabilities. I'm both diagnosed ADD and bipolar disorder. So for ADD, they prescribe stimulants, but for bipolar disorder, if you abuse stimulants, it can get you sick.
That's right.
So, and I was at the time, right after my episode of American Idol aired, I was abusing prescription pills to keep up with radio interviews at all hours of the night. And I wound up getting sick and losing out on other opportunities. Anyone who's been on the West, who's been to the West Coast knows that one of the go-to performance spaces, it's mainly used for when Broadway shows decide to make their way to the West Coast. It is the go-to place
Pantages?
For Broadway shows, is the Pantages. And I had an opportunity to perform at a showcase at the Pantages Theater that was presented to me after being quarantined for getting too sick. So this was an opportunity, a lost opportunity, and this was sort of about that whole experience. This song is by yours truly, and it's called Pill Poppin'.
Got it.
Yo, Six Dad. Now, I gotta take you back. Shit, she wasn't always Slendificus. But, you know, we progressed. But, like I said, shit wasn't always Slendificus. Back in those idle days.
Big
God damn.
Oh, yeah.
Big Snap. Big Snap.
Straight pill popping.
Big Snap.
Straight pill popping, bitch. Abusing my own prescription pills, popping, pill popping, pill popping.
I'm clean now, but still 420 friendly.
everyone's unmuted. We got Money Girl. We got me. We got True Logic. We're gonna get a feature on that song, by the way. I've been speaking with a friend of mine who he's really busy. He's an up and comer, but mm-hmm. he's already opening for people like he's already been opening for people like at professional venues.
Right.
JP Cali Smooth is going to be my is our intended feature artist for this song. I can actually announce, unlike the whole alleged too short song, because it's,
gotcha.
So that I can announce. So we're about to close out this show. One last thing. So Logic,
mm-hmm.
for like a closing message, if there's one message that you want to leave to the audience today, what would it be?
Stay consistent. Consistency is the key. Never give up on whatever you want to do. Put God first and come up out of the equation and let him take care of however you need to move, and then you'll be able to be exactly what you're supposed to do.
Amen.
All right. Amen to that. And with that, we'll catch you on the flip side. But first off, let me just say, tomorrow, what we got on tap for the schedule tomorrow, we are going to be doing MSFP crew virtual rehearsal. That means me and my music partner, Skippa, are going to be doing live rehearsals on air right here on Radio MSFP. This whole COVID-19 thing has even affected how we do rehearsals. So we're doing rehearsals live on air, and y'all can tune in and be part of our world for that. We do live rehearsals every Tuesday and Thursday. Wednesday is usually our Industry Wednesday show, but we have a female rapper by the name of Savvy who's going to be coming in this Wednesday. So that's going to be a hot show. And we're going to do that, and I know we've been hyping it up. We're going to do this Battle of the Sexes Freestyle Friday show, whether it kills me or me, and I can't promise yet who the guests are, even though before I have, but I'm determined to have that Freestyle Friday Battle of the Sexes show for you on Friday, so you're going to have to tune in on Friday to see who's going to go up on that show, because it will be epic. Saturday is our ladies' night, and then Sunday is still up in the air because we have alternating programs for Sunday. So either we're going to be doing Infomercial Sundays, or we're going to have Comic Sports Talk with DPS. Radio MSFP presents Sports Talk with DPS, which is a two-hour show, which on the second half do love advice for one of our co-hosts on that show, trying to help this one co-host get a little love in his life. All right, so now that you know what's coming up this week at Radio MSFP, it's time for us to bid adieu.
Bye.
To quote Shakespeare, it's such sweet sorrow. Okay, I forgot the rest of the line. Something, 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 until it's tomorrow. All right. I was trying to be cool with that, but yeah, we'll catch you on the flip side. Peace.
I'm gonna talk a lot of shit, but I never do fuck.